Hello there. Good afternoon. Well, look at you. It seems you've been here a while, I take it. That's quite all right. It's all part of the procedure. Don't be alarmed. My name is... Well, actually, I suppose my name isn't really that important. We should keep this as professional as possible. But I am a doctor, as you can see. I have the white coat and everything. My title's superfluous to this, but doctor should suffice to assure you I am indeed a medical professional. I specialize in cardiovascular health, sexual health, psychology, and longevity. You understand, of course, that all the proceedings following this are completely of a medical nature and not at all personal. I'm sure you do. These studies are rarely approved by the board, and I'm certain you were promised a formidable reward upon completion. And completion you will encounter. Mark my words. Oh, and, I do apologize, first of all. These straps, the blindfold, and the gag, they tend to be a bit uncomfortable at first, especially while naked. Were they not necessary, I assure you I would have them off in an instant. But... as it is. Well, you understand. Slave to appearances and all. The following experiment demands complete and implacable, unbiased, reactionary behavior. Clear? Good. I'm going to be examining you in a number of ways. As you've no doubt deduced, I'll be performing all of these, procedures myself and myself alone. And I won't lie, I'm not displeased with the specimen at all. Simply lovely. The skin, apparently so soft and warm. The lips parted ever so slightly and decidedly moist, I can see from here. And the breasts heaving with what appears to be anticipation, no doubt. Perhaps even fear? This will make the procedure much simpler, actually. Well then, now that the niceties are finished, shall we begin? Good. I'm going to start with a very simple exam. I'll need you to lie flat on the floor. All the way now. Yes, that does it. Spread your legs, please. Arms above your head, as much as the bindings allow you. You are not to interfere with the procedure. I'm sure it's been explained to you by now. Head tilted back. Atta go. Now I'm going to touch your thigh. There we are. That's just where I want it. Keep it there and concentrate on my presence. Now, take a deep breath. In. And out. Take another deep breath, because I'm going to listen to your heart with my, stethoscope. Breathe in. It might be a bit cold. Ah, now, don't struggle. I'm just going to press it right here on your breast. It's part of the procedure, do you see? Remain calm. Breathe normally. Ignore my hand on your thigh. Ah, lovely, actually. A strong beat, slightly elevated, and yet steady. You seem a little nervous, so please relax, please. Now, for this next part of the procedure, I need you to please remain absolutely still. I'm going to need to stimulate you with my finger. It may feel strange at first, but you must absolutely not interfere with my actions. Remember, at all times, I'm a doctor, so it must all be fine. Are you ready? Nod, please, if you feel that you're prepared. Good. Here we go. I'm just lightly playing with your clitoris. It's a very simple motion, a circular motion. and I see you're trembling, which would seem to suggest it's proving successful. Now I'm going to continue this for a moment. Please remain calm. Hands away from your body, above your head, legs spread widely. At this point, I can see you're becoming quite moist, very lubricated. I'm going to now slide two fingers into your vagina to ensure stimulation is complete from both sides of the experiment. And again. 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 And a pause. And then once more again. This time, I will have to go quite deeply. Please refrain from bucking your hips too much. I could already feel you beginning to edge back and forth. I must make my observations. The movements and vocalizations of the patient seem to suggest a successful stimulus. Nipples are quite erect, face is flushed, vagina is very wet, breathing rapid. I feel cautiously optimistic to continue to phase three while still sliding my fingers in and out of the patient's opening with increasing speed, as I note, her labia minorum are beginning to tighten and display a certain floridness. Please, if you could remain still for a moment, I'm going to listen to your heart as stimulation occurs. Your heart is pounding very hard, almost quite visibly. The motion can be seen from the breast, which is, what can one say, heaving. Stimulation seems to have been achieved. Okay. For this final portion of the exam, I'm going to bring you to vaginal and clitoral orgasm. Please, don't struggle against the restraints, and you must remain in the position I've asked of you. Legs spread wide and arms above your head. You may, if you can, tilt your head to one side. I have been authorized to penetrate you personally in order to maximize realization of the experience of this trial and then bring you to climax without medical aid, as I'm sure you've been explained to. This phase four will begin now. Please give me a moment while I remove my scrubs. God damn it, buttons. There we go. Now, as I stand above the patient, she is physically warm, sweating, silent, and very wet. Secondary cardiac exam reveals a highly aroused heartbeat, almost, I would say, dangerously high, which would demonstrate an extreme arousal. Breathing is rapid. Nipples are very erect. I am now lying over the patient, inserting my penis into her vagina, very, very slowly, very gently, but also very firmly. I am, of course, monitoring her reaction as I do this. I apologize, as I know the recording of this experiment will reflect my reaction. However, I'm also very aroused. My heart rate is very high. My penis is extremely erect. I apologize in advance if this bemoans the bore. Patient is now being penetrated. My. Oh, all right. Patient is penetrating. Motion now. Exacting a firm and rhythmic pressure. Oh. Oh. Patient is reacting accordingly. Ah, multiple motions indicate increased arousal. Inner musculature is beginning to clench rather firmly. And the need for my own orgasm is becoming quickly quickly overpowering. I will need the subject to come and orgasm to complete the study. I cannot stop before you. You are extraordinarily wet. Please, now, please try to. God. That was most excellent. Well done, you. You'll, of course, remain in the room until further notice. The trial, you'll be very glad to hear, was a great success. Thanks to you and your talent. Oh, God.